kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nakararanas ang mas maraming mga Australiano ng kalungkutan o loneliness at mental distress ngayong taon ayon sa isang bagong ulat. Halos 35% ang nagsasabing kawalan ng koneksyon at sapat na suporta ang ilan sa mga dahilan. Kaya naman, isang community project ang nag-aalok ng solusyon. Alamin natin sa ulat na ito. Sa Western Sydney, mapapansin at maririnig ang mga makina sa pagtatahi sa isang maliit na studio sa itaas ng isang tindahan. Kasama sa mga mananahi si Masarat Imam, 67 taong gulang na gumagawa ng isang tunic para sa kanyang apo batay sa mga tradisyonal na disenyo mula sa kanyang bansang sinilangan na Pakistan.
I am very proud because I am getting better and better every day. When I'm making traditional clothes, I remember it was my sister and my mom, and it's a little bit emotional.
Kamakailan, ang proyektong pangtahi ay tumulong kay Imam na makarecover mula sa kanyang personal na mga hamon sa buhay. 2 taon na ang nakalipas, pumanaw ang kanyang asawa na halos 50 taon niyang kasama.
After my husband died, I am very sad and emotional. I didn't want to talk to anyone at home either.
Sa panahong iyon, na-diagnose din si Imam ng cancer sa tiyan na nangangailangan ng operasyon at masusing pangunahing paggamot.
I had 6 months after that chemo and it was very, very difficult for me. I was very tired. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I didn't want to go anywhere.
Nagbago ang buhay ni Imam matapos niyang makahanap ng bagong layunin sa pamamagitan ng isang sewing circle na tinatawag na Seamless. Nasisiyahan siya sa pakikisalamuha tuwing Lingguhan at sinasabi niyang may iba pang mga benepisyo ito.
Gain more confidence, more happy, and I like to continue. And I want to help with cooking and doing things like sewing, embroidery.
Ang pagbabago sa buhay ni Imam ay ikinatuwa ng buong sewing circle at ng tagapagtatag na si Mona Mohammed.
Masarat is one of our wonderful aunties. She's found herself in the sewing, which is really beautiful. It's really given her a lot of joy, especially after her husband passing away. It's filled up her time and given her purpose. We get many women from different cultural backgrounds who don't speak the same language, but they communicate through their sewing. It seems to be a common language between them, which is really beautiful.
Halos 40% ng 1,700 Australians na isinasa ilalim sa pinakabagong mental health monitor ang nag-uulat ng mababang kalagayan ng kanilang kalusugan sa pag-iisip o mental health. Ito ay tumaas mula sa 33.7% noong Nobyembre ng nakaraang taon. Si Chris Gambian ay Executive Director ng Australians for Mental Health. Aniya, ang kalungkutan o loneliness ay isang key factor o pangunahing salik.
We asked people that question. I have enough connection in my life and I do not feel lonely. Across all age ranges and demographics, 34.7% said no. So that is a huge number of people across Australia who say that they in practice don't have enough connection and do feel lonely. We did ask people what they thought the source of that was. Most people, the number one response to that question was people just didn't feel like they had enough friends. For the people who describe themselves as having very poor mental health, 73% of people in that category said that they don't in fact have enough connection in their life and they do feel lonely. So no question, there is a correlation between loneliness and mental health.
Ang social isolation ay isang bagay na nararanasan mismo ni Mohammed bago niya itinaguyod ang 6 na anak sa Western Sydney.
I've been living with PTSD and complex depression for almost 30 years now, and it's important to advocate for that, and it's not shameful. When you're unwell mentally, you feel alone.
Noong 2018, nagpa siya si Mohammed na itayo ang isang komunidad at sumuporta sa mga taong nangangailangan ng tulong sa kanyang lokal na lugar na Bankstown.
The sewing started as a sewing circle by my beautiful mother. It was a free service, social gathering, and sometimes it's their only respite during the week. Beneficiaries, mostly vulnerable women, who either have fled domestic violence relationship, or women refugees who've just come from overseas, or we have a lot of women from over 55's category, which we all know are quite prone to homelessness. We give them a sewing machine and get them to do alterations from the comfort of their own home, and that helps for people with disabilities, physical, mental disabilities, or young children as well.
Lumalago ang mga miyembro sa mga kasanayan sa pagtatahi at sa negosyo. At hanggang ngayon ay sinasabi ni Mohammed na ang grupo ay nakatutulong sa higit 100 kababaihan. Sinasabi niya na ang pagkakaroon ng trabaho ay nagpapalakas ng tiwala sa sarili na humahantong sa kalayaan sa aspetong pinansyal.
It improves their mental health dramatically, prevents isolation, gets them to actually really believe in themselves. But the sewing program is not just about the sewing. It's a wraparound support. I'm also a registered counselor and a life coach, so I do a lot of counseling behind the scenes to get the women to truly believe in themselves and support them along their business journey. And we complement that with business coaching. So we help them get an ABN. We help them to write their invoices. And their first check is just like so wonderful.
Sa pamamagitan ng pagpapaunlad ng mga kababaihan, nakakuha si Mohammed ng pinansyal na suporta mula sa mga independenteng grupo kabilang ang Sydney Community Foundation. Narito ang pahayag ni CEO Loredana of Life.
We perform a piece of research every 3 years. It's called The Portrait of Women and Girls in Sydney. And we know from that 41% of women earn $34,000 or less. A lot of those women are migrant women who have not had employment and traditionally have not worked. So it's so important to create these pathways with skills that they come with that are unique and really valuable in our economy.
Upang palawakin pa ang mga oportunidad, kasalukuyang nakikipagtulungan si Mohammed sa mga pangunahing kumpanya sa Australia at umaasang makagawa pa siya ng higit dito.
We have a partnership with a fashion brand and we're currently making about 300 bags a month, different styles, which is really beautiful. This provides an ethical pay for each of the women. We'd like to extend it to more fashion partners who are more bespoke and would like to embrace our women's stories through their unique designs that represent their culture and their identity.
Sinabi ni Mohammed na ang pagtulong sa iba ay nagpabuti sa kanyang sariling kalusugan sa isipan at ngayon ang kanyang mas malawak na charity na tinatawag na Community Support Services Village o CSS Village ay pinalalawak upang isama ang mga kalalakihan din.
We get a lot of men who become homeless and find it really difficult to navigate, and they find our space really welcoming, especially getting to use their DIY skills. So we do employment and training, whether it's in retail or admin. So it's a win-win situation.
Sa kahalagahan ng koneksyon sa komunidad, may mensahe si Mohammed para sa mga taong dumaranas ng pag-iisa o paghihirap.
Being lonely is difficult and it spirals. And as I always say, join our village or grow your own, but whatever you do, don't be alone.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Sandra Fallon para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.